episode number 165. We're bringing SEMA to you.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason, and I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go, too.
Let's go. Can we go to the airport
now? Less than,
now?
Like, 12 hours. 12 hours we're going to be leaving for Vegas.
Well, by the time everybody's listening to this, we're going to be already there.
Yeah, we'll be there because we're going to have to release this early this week.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to be here to release it because we're going to be on a plane to Vegas.
That's right.
So we're going to SEMA.
Going to be ordering up all these wild-ass drinks on the plane and partying it up, living it up, dub style.
Uh-huh, I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, I'll probably be watching a movie that I paid for on my iPhone that I'll be sleeping while it's playing.
Yeah.
So anyway, SEMA, yeah.
That's the big news this week.
And we haven't been to SEMA together, you and I.
No, I've never been to SEMA.
I've been there once or twice. I don't remember what the spectacle that it is. But hey, the 2010 Camaro is the car of the event, the theme of the event.
You got that right.
The spiel. If you haven't seen the front page of our website, we talked about it before. The Camaro Black is going to be at least one Camaro that's going to be there. I suspect we'll see a few more.
Oh, I bet you there's going to be a ton. GM Performance Parts has probably got a lot of stuff up their sleeve.
Mm-hmm. We have a pretty heavy agenda for the week. Gosh, man, where to start?
I know.
First thing is we're going to get together with Cheryl Pilcher and John Fitzpatrick while they're in town. Maybe do a quick little interview with them.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And maybe we'll even be able to integrate into a future podcast. We'll see what happens. Because the thing is that no matter how much you plan for, with an event that big, man, it goes awry quickly.
Right, just throw the agenda out the window and just deal with it as it happens.
Well, I got a loose one. What else is cooking? Thursday night, we're going to try to have a loose meetup for anybody from the community.
Oh, that's attending SEMA? Or who's living in Las Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn them. We're thinking, because we're just staying at the Excalibur.
Yes.
Because we're not going to be doing a whole lot of sleeping. So it doesn't matter where we land. We're thinking if we just do a quick meetup at Dick's Last Resort, maybe we can get ridiculed by the staff and have some fun.
Meet up at the bar?
There's a thread going on in the lounge for people that want to meet up. We're going to try to keep it kind of loose, maybe Thursday night at Dick's.
Yeah.
But if it changes, we'll post in the lounge thread.
Yeah, so watch that thread because that will have the most update information, times and stuff like that will be there.
So anyway, getting to the point in the topic of this podcast, Chris, you mentioned we're going to be bringing SEMA to everybody else. Why don't you go ahead and fill everybody in as to how we're going to do that?
Well, you're going to create a new forum, right?
On the
message board?
Yes, I am.
And while we're at the show, we're going to be sending up live updates to the forum through use of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be automatically posted right to the forum. So when we're seeing it, you're going to be seeing it.
Pretty much.
And then you can comment on it and whatever.
And we're going to, I understand there's blogging stations at SEMA
for us media.
So every time I see one, I might just pop in and make a new thread in this forum. It's going to be the situation where we can create new threads and everybody else can reply.
Right. You can't create new threads.
Because it's only it's a temporary forum. We're going to try to bring the SEMA experience to everybody else, especially what's related to Camaro. That's why we're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really pretty much it, why we're there. What else is going on in SEMA? We got a few meetings here and there. Definitely shoot us an email if you're going to be in town and you haven't let us know, and we'll try to meet up with anybody that
we'll
we
get
can.
Out the information.
Exactly. I think that's it.
It's going to be a whirlwind week, man.
We just got to tell everybody, watch the 2010 Camaro forums. Brand new forum will be there, and it's something that you should probably monitor all day, all week.
Right.
Because we're going to upload as much as we can. It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be good. We're going to give you a glimpse of the coolness.
Oh, boy.
And if you're going to go there, we're going to be wearing most of the time Camaro Z28.com polo shirts.
Right.
Interestingly enough, I got those from our merchandise store.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got them, Chris, you remember they came out wrong.
Yeah. The logo was a little too far over to the left and going into your armpit.
Pretty much it. Well, this is, we had these specially made for SEMA, And interestingly enough, the company that we partner with, I'm sure you've heard of them. They're called Cafe Press. They make decent stuff for what it's worth. They took care of it. They got us the right replacements with plenty of time to spare.
Yeah, they were pretty quick.
So if anybody wants some CamaroZ20.com garb,
yeah,
head over to CamaroZ28.com/merchandise. And
there's lots of cool stuff there.
Yeah, we should update that sooner or later.
Yeah, eventually.
So get the classic stuff while you can, the vintage CamaroZ28.com stuff. But look for our shirts. If we're not wearing a Camaro shirt, we'll be wearing a CamaroZ20.com shirt.
Okay.
So what else is going on here in the news?
What else is going on? Apparently, what, 6,000 Camaros were made?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong!
Ordered. I think ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was debunked by none other than the FBOD father. So, as always, there's bad information floating around.
Wow. People were jumping all over that thread, too.
I mean, it'd be cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I guess we're just here to say that if you got excited about that, put it back in your pants. Because it's wrong.
Maybe we can get together this week at SEMA and maybe get some better numbers, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll be talking to Cheryl and John quite a bit, I'm sure. I think John's already there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe he's listening from Vegas.
That would be cool.
Other Camaro news. Red jewel tint.
Ooh. Red jewel tint coat.
That's a tough color to describe, much less take a picture of.
Yeah. I had this color on my 2006 Trailblazer SS, and I do have a picture I can post up. And the color is gorgeous. And it's very easy to keep clean. That's what I liked about this color.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was very easy to keep clean. And it looks great. And the color, I mean, someone posted a picture of a red jewel tint coat Camaro RS in a driveway somewhere.
Here in Michigan.
And the picture was kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked darker, more like a dark cherry red.
Yeah. I can almost say it's like a ruby.
Yeah.
Like a metallic ruby.
Right. Yeah.
Good looking color. I've never considered a red car, but if I were to consider a red car, that's the red I'd get.
Definitely.
Definitely cool. So check it out. It's in the 2010 Camaro forums. Ah, boy. Camaro Builder 2.0 is here.
Finally, it's out.
Yeah, it was actually out last week, a day later than what we'd wanted to because we had a couple of bugs we had to fix.
Yeah, because we talked about it last week,
saying
that by the time you listen to the podcast, it would be out, but I think it was delayed by a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jake and I had some bugs to work out.
Yeah, there's a couple more bugs in there, but everything seems to be worked out of it, and it looks great.
I got to tell you, I got to really give a ton of props and credit to Jake Robb.
That SOB.
Yeah, that SOB. He's been a longtime member of the message board, a very loyal and dedicated member, and he really put some serious work into this. And it's one of those things, you know, you start a little tiny project and it just grows into mammoth proportions.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Now it kind of guides you through as almost like an ordering process in anything that's in a blue link. At least currently, we're going to maybe do some tweaking later on. But you can mouse over and it pops up a window with pictures, all the details of what each package entails. He's even got dealer price or invoice
sales
price,
tax.
Sales tax. So you can pretty much price out exactly the way you want to. We do have an email about it we'll get to later on. But again, thanks. Next time you see Jake Robb on the message board, definitely say, hey, thanks for putting the time and effort into this because he's really, really the brains behind the programming of this. And we're going to keep continuing to work on it. He's interested in seeing how far he can take this.
Really?
So, yeah, if there's any suggestions or bugs, definitely just post them in the board or email us directly, and we'll pass that on to Jake while he's slaving over a hot Macintosh programming it.
Okay.
So check it out at CamaroZ28.com/CamaroBuilder. And if you want to get a hold of us, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We've got an email and a voicemail this week.
All right.
So go ahead. You've got the email, so why don't you go ahead and read it?
I sure do. This one comes to us from Joshua Steer, if I said that right. messages, I did not see the option for black rally stripes in options. Otherwise, looks awesome. Obviously, in reference to the Camaro builder.
Yeah.
Didn't give his member name or anything. So,
no.
So hopefully you're a member, and if not, yeah, we encourage you to sign up. Yeah, that is true, actually. For some reason, the black rally stripes did not get programmed into it, and I don't remember if Jake had a reason for that or not. I don't think he did. But as I mentioned before, if there's a bug or a discrepancy, like we want to make this as good as we can get and as accurate as possible. We don't want it to be too willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I've never said the term willy-nilly before.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah. So great email on that. Thank you for the suggestion, and keep the suggestions coming.
Absolutely.
So you got a voicemail?
We've got a voicemail here. We got one that came in this week.
All right, hit it.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Mario from 92 from the board. Hey, just wanted to give you guys a good luck, safe trip out to SEMA. Hope to see you guys there when we're out there. And enjoy the show. So, catch you later, guys.
Yeah, we'll be there, and we hope to see you too.
Yeah.
Pay attention to that thread in the lounge we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Definitely want to meet up with everybody.
Meet you at Dick's.
At Dick's, as far as I can tell. I mean, I can't think of a better place to go because it's right there at the Four Corners.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that there's a nice club where ladies accidentally lose their clothing when cash is thrown at them that we can meet at, but I'd rather spend my money. Well, no, I wouldn't rather spend my money at the tables, but I'm going to spend my money at the tables.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I'm sure somebody lives there that, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your Halloween?
Hey, my Halloween was pretty good. Got to take Vito out for a couple houses, you know.
Yeah. Did you get a bunch of candy and junk?
We gave away a lot. Although it was weird this year because we were down about 30% in kids. And I wonder if it's because it was a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
More people going out than kind of staying in the neighborhood to trick or treat. Because usually we had about 97 to 100 kids.
Oh, my God.
And we were down to like 63 this year. So we had a lot of candy left over.
Mm. Well, I didn't get any kids because I sat in my front room with the blinds open, putting a new tactical stock on my shotgun.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't know why, you know, just I was there all night.
Oh, crazy.
Speaking of Halloween.
I did carve two pumpkins.
Did you make them into Camaro lanterns?
Unfortunately, I did not.
The hell kind of enthusiast are you?
Not a very
artistically,
you know. I don't know. I'm just not that good. I don't know. We've got a lot of submissions. You put out the Camaro lantern template last week.
Thanks to the Dodge Boys for inspiration.
And we got a lot of submissions. Unfortunately, I couldn't because it was just too damn hard.
Well, I got to tell you, I was pretty impressed by a lot of what came through. And I know it was hard. I probably couldn't even do a very good job at it. But we've got some folks on our board that are very artistically gifted to make it happen. And I said before, you know, carve a Camaro lantern.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, we'll pick a winner and have it, you know, give them Camaro Z-plane.
Prize pack, yeah.
As always, when we do contests like that where we got to pick something based on opinion, it's never easy.
Yeah.
Because there are some cool submissions. Just, you know, some were really nicely done. Like, you know, some people went the extra mile and put the Camaro Z28.com logo on it, which is really cool. I got to tell you, the best one, though, and I think everybody will agree, is the one that a member named Mike C. did.
Yeah.
And he obviously put some serious time into it.
Yeah, the grill.
The grill work, the headlight work, everything was great.
The bow tie, man.
He did such a good job on it. I mean,
you, sir, are our winner.
Yeah, most definitely. He even... That had to take forever. I mean, he wrote, "I'm back," and not just regularly spelled. He had triple, quadruple consonants and everything to the bow tie. I don't know how he did it. Definitely our winner of our prize pack. Mike C., you're a new member. Well, actually, no. He's only made one post, but he's been registered since July of 2007.
Wow.
The heck kind of enthusiast are you? Definitely PM me or email me with your mailing address, and I'll send you out a Camaro Z28.com prize pack, which includes the new Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 3, your beard itch.
Yeah.
Diecast Series 3, which can be purchased at CZ28store.com.
Yeah.
Camaro Z28.com stickers and keychain.
Yeah.
And now I think about it, anybody that posted the picture in that thread up until Halloween evening all gets a free Camaro Z28.com keychain. Just PM or email me for your address and I'll fire it out to
you. That's right.
Thanks for participating. That was very, very cool. We'll probably do it again next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can just use the same damn template because I don't want to recreate it.
Hey, maybe you'll have a better one.
Maybe.
With Halo headlights. Oh, I don't know.
Actually, Mike C. carved the Halo headlights into it.
I know.
He's a wild man.
Yeah.
So anything else?
I don't know.
Can we go to the airport now?
Yeah. Or
just sit there and wait?
Wake up at the butt crack of dawn and get on a flight.
Hey, you're driving. I don't care. I'll just sleep.
Ugh, man, I tell you. Yeah, it's going to be a long day tomorrow. Long day.
Yeah, I just kind of realized everything we're going to accomplish just inside of 24 hours.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the next time you hear from us, it'll be on the board, updating from SEMA.
That's right.
Anything 2010 Camaro related or otherwise.
Right.
We'll be bringing it to you. Yep. So thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
All right.